The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures? 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruits." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. But the truth of the matter is that all of us gathered here, we are heirs. We are heirs to the kingdom of God. At baptism, dunked down in those waters of rebirth, brought up a new creation, new way of relating to the world, to one another, relating to our God. We were made heirs to the kingdom. And at our baptism, we experienced our inheritance for the first time. We experienced the kingdom of God. And as heirs, there are a couple of things that we need to do. First and foremost, we have to accept our inheritance. The kingdom is offered to us. It is gift to us. It's never forced upon us. It's always an invitation. Come, experience, be a part of it. And so we have to consciously choose our inheritance, constantly choose the kingdom. Then we have to live it out. To live out our inheritance, to be all that it calls us to be. A faith-filled people, conscious of the love that God has for each and every person. And finally, we have to use and share our inheritance so that everywhere we go, there, the kingdom of God is breaking through. The kingdom of God is being made present. Every encounter that we have, every moment that we experience, there is the kingdom. And we share it with others so that they too experience the kingdom of God, that they too receive the invitation to be heirs to the kingdom. My friends, may we become what we already are, heirs to the kingdom of God.